Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, Antonio Horta Osorio has resigned as chair of Credit Suisse after repeated breaches of coronavirus quarantine rules dealt a fatal blow to his promise to restore the reputation of the scandal-hit bank. The exit of the 57-year-old after just 8 months follows a board investigation that found the former chief executive of Lloyds Banking Group broke quarantine rules, including on a trip to London last year to watch the Wimbledon tennis finals. The investigation, which was finalized last week, also cited an incident in which Horta Osorio used the bank's private jet for a personal holiday to the Maldives, according to a person with knowledge of its findings. Next, Unilever has defended its £50 billion bid for the consumer health unit of GlaxoSmithKline, as skeptical investors sent the group's shares down 7% to their lowest level in almost 5 years. Drugmakers GSK and Pfizer, which holds a 32% stake in the consumer health unit, are holding out for an improved offer of at least £60 billion. Alan Jope, Unilever's chief executive, would not comment on how much more the company would be prepared to bid. And now, Leon Black, the billionaire financier, is demanding access to private records involving some of New York's most prominent businessmen, as he tries to prove that a lawsuit accusing him of rape is the work of unidentified extortion artists. Among his targets is Steven Rubenstein, a leading New York public relations executive whose firm's clients have included Rupert Murdoch, Donald Trump, and Apollo Global Management, the private equity firm that Black led until last year. The fight over phone records represents just one front in an expanding legal battle between Black and his former mistress Ghazal Ganieva. The dispute has already drawn in at least half a dozen law firms and threatens to embroil other wealthy figures in the worlds of finance and sport. Next up, Amazon has halted a plan to ban customers using UK-issued Visa credit cards from this week, as the companies work on a potential solution to a dispute that threatened to severely disrupt shoppers. The world's largest online retailer announced the plans for a ban in November, citing the high fees Visa charges for processing credit card transactions. At the time, Amazon wrote to some UK customers, advising them to switch to a different payment method. Payment companies escaped an EU cap on cross-border interchange fees when the UK left the bloc in 2020. In October 2021, Visa began charging 1.5% of the transaction value for credit card payments made online or over the phone between the UK and EU, and 1.15% for debit card transactions, up from 0.3% and 0.2% respectively. Amazon said in November that Brexit was not the specific cause of the dispute, instead blaming Visa's fees over the long term. And finally, Spain is imposing restrictions on influencers' promotion of cryptocurrencies as European authorities struggle to get to grips with the unregulated sector. In an apparent first for the EU, Spain's National Securities Market Commission has been given the power to regulate crypto advertising. The measures, set out in the country's official journal on Monday, take effect in a month's time. They require influencers and their sponsors to pre-notify authorities of some posts and to warn of crypto's risks, or face fines. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.